The following program is paid for and presented by John DeMasi. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Now, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 brings you a very special show. It's The Heart of Your Money, featuring a variety of information to help you and your family improve your financial situation. The financial expert on today's and every show is Joe Yakovich from JML Financial. Now, with Joe Yakovich, here's John DeMasi.
Well, you know, it's a cold day when Joe Yakovich wears long pants. That is all you need to know.
Well, there is a reason for it. You know that now. Because when I leave here, when you're still working it, I'm going to be outside freezing my buns off. And I was told, obviously, we heard it before we got on, it is the coldest day
of the year.
And I have to be putting lights up today.
Yes. So. Well, we wish you well,
thank you.
We would rather be inside here.
I don't blame you. Anytime you guys want to help, you know, I have a ladder.
Well, we have another commitment.
I have a ladder ready for both of you.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of The Heart of Your Money. Every Saturday we're here from 8 until 9 right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi with the one and only Joe Yakovich. Joe is JML Financial. His website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. We'll try to straighten your finances out in the next hour. And if you have questions, we welcome your participation. 609-407-1450. 609-407-1450. Joe, I'm going to start you off with the number one question that you receive. I mean, this is by far, hands down, the number one question that you get asked, and it is?
The number one question, John, and I'm glad to ask that, is will I be okay? I mean, really, I've been of the virtual workshops and meeting people all over the country now. It doesn't start out that way, but within a very short period of time, they said, will I be okay? And will I have enough money to make it through retirement? I mean, that seems to be the stone cold question, and some ask it different than others. But at the end of the day, you can actually see and feel, even if it's through a Zoom meeting or just a conversation, you can feel it through the phone, so to speak. And my answer is always the same, John. And I do this with my 7 steps to retirement planning. Do you have a plan? I mean, really, do you have a plan? And if they say no, John, then my answer is basically, if you don't have a plan, then no, you're not going to be able to make it through retirement. So I make them aware that they need to have a plan or sit down with someone, it doesn't matter if it's me or someone else, to be able to decipher all the things that are happening. And that's why we have JML Financial Group even exists, John. We partnered up deliberately to put a plan together for people and put strategies together for people so they will have a plan. And if they do, they'll never have to ask that question of me again. And it really is something that we talk about all the time, John, because if you notice, and you've heard this from me more than one time, you know, we talk about the 7 steps to retirement security, and the first one is have a plan. And today we're going to be talking about some other issues, you know, max out Social Security, consider it a hybrid, protecting against inflation and taxes, make sure some of your money is in secured, guaranteed accounts, and plan for the health issues because who knows? And the last one is using home equity wisely. But the first one, John, is have a plan and stick by it, or at least work with somebody. Because, John, let's face it, we were talking about it before we got on, all the things that are happening today that we've never seen before and heard before. I mean, it's emotional for me because I'm presenting it to a prospective client. But for the average person, it has to be somewhat emotionally overwhelming because it's so many things being thrown at them. And what do they believe? Because if you listen to some of the talking head, you know, they're giving information that's pertaining to maybe a subject that most people maybe are unaware of. But it is a major concern moving forward here.
Now, if they don't have a plan, and they say to you, well, what's a plan, Joe? Then you know you've got troubles.
I'm in trouble.
What do you do? Do you develop the plan, or do you say, hey, I can help you with a plan?
Right.
Is that kind of where you go?
Yeah, we have a plan of action that we take very, very, I would think that when we do it, we're asking a number of questions. And a lot of the questions, believe it or not, John, are non-financial questions at first. You know, just a simple question would be, where are you from and how was it growing up? Now, you might ask me, well, what's that got to do with money? Well, you'd be surprised. I was with some folks yesterday. I was sharing this information with you, and I did a workshop, and they were from Alaska, of all places. I mean, think about it, Alaska. I'm thinking to myself, how did they get my number in Alaska? But they came to one of my workshops. And believe it or not, I got a couple of people from Alaska. And we got in a conversation, and they had substantial dollars. I mean, in the seven-figure range.
Well, there's nothing to do in Alaska.
You know? I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe so. Yeah. Just to save money, right?
Yeah.
And the point is, and I asked them part of the questioning. I said, do you have an advisor? And they said, no. I said, how do you accumulate this money? And you can, from the prior question, because I said, where are you from? And what was your experience growing up? And both of them, husband and wife, this is second marriage for both, that had grandchildren and had, you know, children themselves, both of them. The way they grew up, it kind of transferred on how they have saved money, because they were very, they weren't spendthrift type of people, and both of them were in some regards very saving conscience. They didn't, they didn't buy, brand new cars every single year. They had cars that are 10 years old. I mean, if you listen to them, you will learn so much stuff from people on how they grew up and what were they exposed to. It's yes. Surprising because a lot of them are that way themselves. So that gives me a really quick indication that what I'm able to work with. Because if they're like, no, I spend money, I make a dollar, I spend $1.15, I know this relationship is going nowhere.
Yeah.
And trying to get them to do something, it's another nightmare.
Yeah.
So it's the questions I ask, John, and it's interesting. I started to really ask the non-financial question. Because for me, asking a financial question takes, 10 seconds. But when you're asking questions like that, it opens up a total different direction. You don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
But when you ask those questions, and I have a number of them, I peel off to get a kind of an idea on the type of people I'm talking to.
Okay, it is the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is here. He is the Heart of Your Money. And his website is jmlfinancialgroup.com. And his company is JML Financial. 609-407-1450 is the number here in the studio. 609-407-1450. Any question you have for Joe, feel free to call in, 609-407-1450. We're going to have a guest on a little bit later on talking about reverse mortgages,
which
is always a subject that draws a lot of questions and a lot of misconceptions.
Correct. And you may hate the word. That's the perfect word for it, John.
I mean, you talk about, a client of mine said, this was years ago, and she is an intelligent PhD and all of this stuff, and she says, boy, those poor people that get the reverse mortgages, the bank takes their house. I said no they don't
And it's a whole different game.
It's
so for us, it's a conversation, John. It's not the only thing that we share with them what to do, but it's an add-on to everything else that we share with people. We want them to understand having a home as you paid it off or close to paying off, if there's some ways to give you some of your equity from that real estate, and you can all recognize that real estate is going up, so it's a great opportunity to do that. It's just a question now you have to have someone actually sit down with you to consult with you to make sure they themselves are being asked the right questions. So, again, the game has changed even in that whole function. But it is something that we talk about. It's not the last all for what we do. You have to be, you know, certain ages, and you have to, you know, have your act together. But it is a great opportunity to take those monies inside your real estate, pull it out tax-free, or get rid of the possible already mortgage that you might be paying on. So it's a really a great opportunity to use it, and it's all tax-free to the individual that pulls it out.
Okay, we have someone who wants to talk to you, Joe, and caller. Good morning. You're on Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am an octogenarian. I have no money, but I have a very important question about what's going on in this world with money and that Bitcoin thing.
Okay. That's no money and you're worrying about Bitcoin. Is that what you said?
Not worried. No. I'm not worried. I just am interested in knowing how can anybody have fallen for that idiot's whatever you call it, Ponzi scheme thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's something that even for me, and I'm not saying I'm shocked because people with this Bitcoin and blockchain, they have to understand cryptocurrency itself. It's complicated as it is, and it's not regulated. And the more it's regulated, the less attractive it becomes. What they're trying to do is unregulate it so you can move money around all over the world. But this particular gentleman, and it was, if you read up to what was going on, is like you and I own a coin. You call it your name, I call it my name. And what we do is we trade back and forth value of the coin. No one else gives the value, but you and I give the value. So you say, well, listen, my coin, I can give you 10% return. And I go, okay, I can give you 12% return. And you go, well, I can give you 14% return. And all you're doing is talking it up because it's not worth anything per se. And it got out of control. And this particular gentleman, he went in. And what the sad part of this whole thing is that some of the big pension plans have bought into it. Now, if you read it really deeply, they're actually talking about Ukraine. I don't know if you saw this or heard this around, and you haven't heard Did you hear that? What just happened?
I listen to Fox News, and they inform me greatly about what's going on, and I'm trying to understand it because it sounds so ridiculous.
Exactly, and that's what happens. It's hyped. It's all hyped. That's why I want people, not just yourself, but just in general. Sometimes you just got to turn the news off because you can't believe what you're listening to and you get bought into the hype of some of these things. That's why you have just seen some of these stocks that you're out there that have lost 70, 80, 90%. And most of it was because of the hype. It wasn't because it was fundamental good companies. It was because of hype. So I hear what you're saying. They're going to and you're right about what you said because they're talking about because the person went to the Bahamas to avoid getting, put in jail or being, having to testify. So the jury is still out. It's still interesting, like you just said, why people buy into the hype. And high-profile people, you would think smart people, entertainers. It's really, really, really sad. But thank you for the call.
Yes,
thanks for the call. You can just change the subject matter to this happened and that happened, and every year it seems like something else is some kind of a scam.
Correct.
And people don't learn from it.
I don't know. And people have been down this road with the Ponzi scheme just recently happened. You would think they would learn.
Yeah.
Madoff was a perfect example. Yeah. And Madoff situation in here. But the fact of the matter is it changed the game even for in our profession because of all the sign-offs that we have to go through now where prior we never had to do as much paperwork just to get an account opened up. I think people that move money or invest money or what have you, all the paperwork involved that we have to process. And I'm not, listen, I'm not crying. But it never used to be this way. When I got into business, John, 37 years ago when I was 10 years old, it was a different game. It was one or two pieces of paper and what have you. Now it's DocuSign, it's all these things. And I don't have a problem with it, but it's so much information I have to gather and have signed off on, where before it wasn't the case. And Madoff was one of the reasons. And now you had come up with this guy with the FTX. I mean, it's mind-boggling. It really is.
And there, that other one, Elizabeth Holmes,
right?
11 years in
correct.
Jail.
So,
I mean, there's another one. So it's I guess it's going to happen forever.
Right.
That's all I can say, because it just seems like over and over again we don't learn.
Nope.
And these people are good.
Well, these people, I mean, they think, I don't know, I think people in general, they're starting to catch on. At least I hope they are. They think, having all these run-ups in the market and stock prices and so forth, they think they're going to get rich quick. I don't know about all of you, but I think the old traditional, stay in the game, be steady, save your money, and diversify. I mean, I have a list of things for the fourth quarter I was going to shoot at you, and the cycles are out there, the market, equity and bond market. You have the real estate market. You have a .com bubble market. You have oil prices. You have inflation. You got COVID. And by the way, it's the emotion roller coaster of people like this we just heard that don't know what to do, John.
Yeah.
I mean, think about what's going on. I mean, I do it and see it every day, and I get it. And when I do evaluate it, I'm trying to go in with a very level head to help my clients, but the average person goes, wow, this is overwhelming, because now they have to deal with tax changes and interest rate changes and treasuries and total returns versus income and growth and value and accumulation and preservation. And we just went through the lost decade from 2000 to 2013 when no one's made a dime. They're talking about having that happen again to all of us. And all the negativity on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to tell anyone today. I'm just trying to let's fight through this. Let's commit, like I said earlier, with a game plan. Let's just focus on the game plan and forget about all the static we hear. And let's just focus on doing a couple fundamental, basic things. Because I remember, if you recall, John, on our early of our shows, there was a number of people that would talk up and said, what would you do with Bitcoin? What would you do with cryptocurrency? What would you? And we heard that a lot. And you notice I would always say the same thing. I'm not ready to go jump in. If you are, put a very, very minimum,
minimum,
because it's no different than going to the casinos. You don't pull all your money out of the bank and you go to the crap dice game and you start to throw dice. That doesn't work. You have to be consistent. If you're going to do that, take a couple of bucks, do that. But that is a major gamble in the crypto world. And some of the powerful people, John, and from what they have said, crypto is going to go to $100,000. Crypto, when it made it to 65, now it's in the 15,000 and going down, because the talk has gotten less and less, and now it's starting to see all these cracks.
Yes,
and it's scary, because guess what? Some of these folks have bought into, let me buy that or let me purchase that in my pension plan.
Yeah,
that's the scary part.
Yeah. Okay, we are coming up on a break, our first break of the morning. It is the Heart of Your Money every Saturday 8 till 9 WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is here. Joe is the Heart of Your Money, and we have a lot more to talk about. Jack Mikus is our guest. He's going to be talking about reverse mortgages, and we'll do all of that after these words.
Are you wondering how to begin the process of getting your financial house in order? You can start with one simple step. Get your free copies of Joe Yakovich's series of books. Book one is The Heart of Your Money. Book two is titled Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. And book three is called Wealth Beyond Taxes. You can have one, two, or all of the above by simply calling the radio show right now at 609-407-1450. During the week, you can contact Joe Yakovich's office at 856-751-1771. Either way, if you'd like to get the process started and get your financial house in order, getting Joe Yakovich's books is the right way to start. You can also find out more by checking out Joe's website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. That's jmlfinancialgroup.com. With more than 37 years as a financial expert, Joe can help you and your family achieve your financial goals. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Here on The Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC are not affiliated companies.
You do the turkey, they'll do the rest. That's the motto at B.F. Mazzio. B.F. Mazzio, Chestnut Avenue and Route 9 in Northfield, features a complete selection of delicious and plentiful sides for your holiday celebration. Items include mashed sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, vegetable and cheese lasagna, and so much more. For a complete list, visit bfmazzio.com or stop into the store to place your order. B.F. Mazzio, best of the press again this year for the 8th year in a row. Happy holidays from B.F. Mazzio.
And we're back here on The Heart of Your Money. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial. During the week, you want to reach him, 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. jmlfinancialgroup.com is the website. Check it out. A lot of good stuff on there as well. It is The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich, of course, is The Heart of Your Money. And from time to time, we bring on some guests in various related fields to the financial world. And we have Jack Mikas on the phone today. He is with us, and he is an expert in reverse mortgages. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John. How are you and Joe doing today?
Oh, we're doing fine, Jack.
That's a good thing, Jack. Thanks for coming on today and briefly, because we're going to be talking about one of the things that I talk about in part of my overall plan with people would be looking at reverse mortgage and keeping a tight lip on, you know, using home equity wisely. And why I have Jack on is specifically for this reason, folks, because we want to be able to exercise every opportunity for money. And if we can do it with a clear head and a clear conscience of it not disturbing what we sometimes have this thing in our head, like this is a bad idea, this is the banks, they're going to take my house and all those things we're going to address today. But Dak's here to explain to us
a
simple and things that we use because, again, real estate has been booming, and why not take advantage of it if we're able to? And this is one of the things that, in overall planning, an opportunity to extract money from a real estate and having it being received tax-free, which I really like those numbers and such, is tax-free. It's always fun.
I know you always like that. So, why don't we start, Jack? What is a reverse mortgage?
So quite simply, a reverse mortgage enables individuals to access the equity in their property and not have to make any type of a monthly mortgage payment. So in some cases, I have clients that have an existing mortgage where they're making a payment of, say, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 a month. The reverse mortgage and relieve them of that monthly mortgage payment. In other situations, I have clients that don't have an existing mortgage, but they need a little bit more money on a monthly basis. So a reverse mortgage can enable them to access that equity and, again, not have to make any type of monthly mortgage payment.
So if they have a home and it's paid off, and they say, you know, we need a little bit of extra cash, they just reverse mortgage and they can get, like, let's say $1,000 a month. They can get that out of there. Is that how it works?
That's exactly how it works. There are actually three different payment options with a reverse mortgage. And again, all of this money is tax-free. So the three payment options are a monthly payment where an individual receives a payment deposited into their bank account, just like they receive a Social Security payment every month. The second option is a lump sum option where they receive the money in one lump sum. And the third option is a line of credit. So a line of credit can be established and they could access the money at any future point in time without any further qualification. So again, the three options are monthly payment, lump sum, or line of credit. And they can choose one of those options, two of those options, or even a combination of all three of those options.
Jack, the other question, and I'm sure you get this pretty much normal type of questions that you get because of all the uncertainties, and it's not a really vogue type of situation, but it's becoming more vogue because of what's going on. And now, why is the counseling requirement with a reverse mortgage so important?
That's a great question, Joe. So there's really two reasons that counseling is required, and it's counseling with a certified reverse mortgage counselor that does housing counseling, and they are basically vetted by the organizations such as the Federal Housing Administration and Housing and Urban Development. But the two reasons for counseling are, number one, to make sure that the borrower is of sound mind, so that at some future point in time that maybe an advisor or a child can't come back and say, you know, mom or dad didn't really know what this reverse mortgage was all about. So the counseling session is generally geared, you know, towards making sure the person is of sound mind, number one. And most importantly, number two, to make sure that they have an opportunity to speak with somebody that is outside of the transaction. And in many cases, the borrowers are asking the counselors the same questions that they're asking me, or they could be asking different questions. It's a totally type of program that is structured to make sure that the borrower understands the product, which I think is really important in today's environment, to make sure that the borrower is educated, they understand it before they move forward.
Jack, this is one that you hear all the time, I know, and Joe hears it all the time. You know, the reverse mortgage, those poor people, the bank takes their house. So could you address that, and where did that come from?
Right. So I've been in the reverse mortgage business for the past 20 years, and that's all I've focused on day in and day out. The only way that the bank could potentially take your house with a reverse mortgage is if you failed to pay the real estate taxes or failed to pay your homeowner's insurance. Now, even if you have a regular mortgage, if you fail to pay your real estate taxes, you're going to be getting a lien on that property.
Yes.
And the bank could potentially foreclose on you. So it really doesn't matter whether it's a reverse mortgage or a regular mortgage. You as a homeowner need to pay the real estate taxes and the homeowner's insurance. So part of the reverse mortgage process that we have now is a financial assessment to make sure that the borrower has the financial resources to pay the real estate taxes and to pay the homeowner's insurance going forward.
So, you know, you do that anyway without the reverse mortgage, and you're still in trouble if you don't pay your taxes. So, you know, people don't seem to get that, you know.
Nobody actually owns your house.
Yeah.
Because you would agree, Jack, you still have to pay the property taxes and besides the homeowner's insurance, but you still have to continue to pay property taxes for the full duration, even if you have a mortgage or not. And I think people sometimes don't fully understand that, because it's sad, because I hear some great news, but then I hear some ugly stuff. I have another question for you, Jack, on this. Can a reverse mortgage be paid off by an existing mortgage so I don't have to make any monthly payments?
Correct. So you can use a reverse mortgage to pay an existing mortgage that you have on your property.
Uh-huh.
In fact, any type of lien, whether it's a regular mortgage or a home equity loan or line of credit, needs to be paid off with the initial proceeds from the reverse mortgage. So let me just point out a really quick example. So if somebody has a $300,000 house and they have a mortgage of, say, $50,000 on that house, the reverse mortgage would probably provide them, you know, with about $150,000. Of that $150,000, the first $50,000 would go towards paying off their existing mortgage, and then the other $100,000 could be utilized by the homeowner, again, as either converting it into a monthly payment, converting it into a line of credit, or as a lump sum payment. The point being that there's a lot of flexibility with the reverse mortgage, and the borrower is not tied, you know, to the payment option that they choose at closing.
Now Joe's favorite question, Jack. is the money I receive from a reverse mortgage taxable?
No taxes at all. Let me repeat, no taxes at all. No federal tax, no state tax, no local tax, no taxes at all. And the reason for that is because a reverse mortgage is a loan against the property. So essentially, you're borrowing your equity in the property, and it is not a taxable event.
It's not considered income, right?
It is not considered income, correct.
So what you just related to, think about it, the fact that you're receiving those dollars and it doesn't count against Social Security, which I was going to talk about, and also Medicare, because, again, whatever income you would normally receive most of the time, most counts against your Social Security taxes and or your Medicare premium. So this completely is pretty much hidden, and it's free money in terms of that. I mean, obviously, my question asked you, Jack, is that before we take the first break here, because of the interest rates being all over the place and what they were, you know, we all remember not too long ago, they were 2.5%.
Under 3%.
Under 3%, and where they are today, how much of the reverse mortgage business that you have seen, and you've been dealing with this because of increased interest rates, how has that affected your process and how you receive dollars and costs relating to the reverse mortgage amount?
Okay. So the increase in interest rates, which has affected all mortgages, including reverse mortgages, has no impact on the cost at all. But the amount of money that an individual can receive from a reverse mortgage is based on three factors: the value of the property, and that would be the appraised value of the property, number one. Number two, the age of the youngest borrower, because the assumption is that if we have a situation with a husband and wife, that the younger of the two will probably live longer. And then the third factor is the interest rate. So the higher the interest rate, the less money the reverse mortgage is releasing. So okay, if we look back, you know, just a short time ago, say to January of this year, if I had somebody that was, you know, age 70, the reverse mortgage would have probably released about 50% of the value of the property. Now, with the increase in the rates, the reverse mortgage is releasing more along the lines of about 40% of the value of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jack, we're coming up on a break. We'll pick this up after the break. It's the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. Joe Yakovich is here, and our guest is Jack Mikus, and he is a reverse mortgage expert, and we're talking about that. And we'll talk more with Jack and you and anybody else who wants to call in, 609-407-1450, if you have a reverse mortgage question or just a question in general about finances, 609-407-1450. More Heart of Your Money after these words.
Here on The Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC are not affiliated companies.
In these unusual economic times, do you wonder what to do with your money? If you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, tax planning, or any other type question, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, heard every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5 FM, featuring noted author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and the best ways for you to navigate your financial portfolio. That's every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, here on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5 FM, South Jersey's talk station.
Back here on The Heart of Your Money, Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, that's his company, jmlfinancialgroup.com is his website, and his number, 856-751-1771, 856-751-1771. Feel free to call him at any time, ask a question, or make an appointment to really go over your financial situation, and that would be in your best interest. 856-751-1771 is his number. The number right now here in the studio, 609-407-1450. Jack Mikus is our guest, and he is a reverse mortgage specialist, and Joe is here, and we're all here having fun.
Absolutely. Jack, let me ask you, because you have seen some rockiness. When I say rockiness, you've seen some the housing situation. They're calling it a bubble because of what's happening with interest rates, you know, from the 2.5, the threes, and where they are today in the sevens. Have you had more difficulty to negotiate the amounts that you'll need, number one? And number two, are you finding, Jack, when you apply and you start the process, and in the back of your mind, now this just is, you know, I'm just throwing a curveball to you, as you start to see that real estate is in a tipping condition where we're going to be looking at a fallback possibly, and that's just, again, every person has their own assessment of this. How will it affect the reverse mortgage process, and how will it affect the amount of dollars? Because when you, if I'm not mistaken, Jack, once you sign on the dotted line for the amount that you want, could that change that amount as you move forward down the road?
Right. So the housing market and the increase in the housing prices has actually been a good thing for reverse mortgages and a good thing for consumers. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that was we do a property appraisal by a licensed appraiser in the local area. And that appraiser is using housing sales from about 6 months to 1 year back. So there's kind of a look back period there. And if you go back 6 months or a year, you know, housing prices were still at some of the highest levels. So people are benefiting by the value of their homes, you know, being at one of the highest levels in history. I have, you know, many people that are clients in New Jersey that bought their home for, say, $150,000 20 years ago, and now that home is worth $500,000. So they are really taking advantage of reverse mortgages and the fact that the values are higher now. The little bit of the offset, you know, has been the higher the interest rate, as we discussed before, the less money the reverse mortgage is releasing. But I think the higher value is offsetting that slight decrease in the amount of money that's available.
Jack, how do you or when do you make the decision? And what really, and Joe can jump in on this, what really makes the decision to get a reverse mortgage?
So a reverse mortgage is really a very personal decision, and I offer free consultations. There's absolutely no obligation. I don't consider myself a salesperson. I consider myself a reverse mortgage educator. And what I like to do is to sit down with folks either in the financial advisor's office or even at their kitchen table to have a discussion on reverse mortgages. And that's really one of the benefits of dealing, you know, with a local company rather than maybe a company that's based in a way off state like California, is that, you know, I do provide that personal attention and personal service to individuals. But most people make the decision to move forward with a reverse mortgage because, number one, they like their home. They want to continue to stay in their home. They just want to be able to have more money to live the lifestyle that they really dreamed about. And maybe, you know, having more money means paying off your existing mortgage and not having a monthly mortgage payment.
Is there a sweet spot, Jack, now 20 years in the business myself, you know, as a little longer in our business? Question, is there a sweet spot, meaning that is there a sweet spot in terms of value of home and or age? I mean, do you see where, and that might be a kind of a shaded answer I'm going to get from you, but because we don't even know, but I wanted to know, is there a sweet spot for somebody to apply for the process of going through the reverse mortgage process? And what do you see in terms of percentage-wise? Is there an area that you see more of than none?
So I'm starting to see an increase with younger folks. We have some products that start at age 55, whereas in the past, typically, the minimum age has been 62. But I've had clients that have ranged up to age 101. And, you know, the reason that people are using the reverse mortgage in their, you know, 50s, 60s, and 70s could be because they just want to access the money, you know, that's available in their house and let their portfolio continue to grow with their financial advisor. So they're not tapping into that portfolio in such a volatile market like we have now. At the other end of the spectrum, you know, the clients that are in their 80s, 90s, and even the one that I mentioned over 100 years old, they're generally using the reverse mortgage maybe to pay somebody to come in and do in-home health care because, you know, they've reached the point in their life where they need some assistance with daily living activities. So, again, it's really a very personal decision, and it really depends upon, you know, the circumstances of the individual.
I have another one because we were out to dinner last night, and he's probably concerned to make a phone call. And evidently, and I don't even know the details. I was not there to go into details at dinner with him. But evidently, he had a bad experience. It was his father-in-law and his mother-in-law. They went into the process of getting, and I don't know all the details, so it's a little sketchy. But it didn't turn out favorable. Evidently, when I got the bits and pieces from this conversation with about, you know, a bottle and a half or so later of wine, you know, I was trying to just, you know, would you pass those, got them out over here and, you know, just, you know. And but it didn't turn out favorably, evidently. And what I understood from what I gathered, that there was an outstanding mortgage against the property, and they did a reverse mortgage. But they did something that I caught that I was saying. They charged a specific fee, and I hope you will be able to address that with me because I'm still the jury's out because I definitely like the idea. I've always been a proponent of it because of the obvious reasons. When you can extract money tax-free, you know, sign me up. But when you're doing a husband and wife, is there an extra clause or fee that you have to put on to the reverse mortgage amount to have the wife on. Now, don't forget, the wife is a stay-at-home mom, and the dad was the you know, the breadwinner, and they were in there. I believe they're in their 70s or 80s when this happened. Is there something that I missed, or why would that have happened? Is there an extra add-on when you have a husband and wife and at that age?
So there is no extra fee for a husband and wife. There's actually a benefit when you do a reverse mortgage with both the husband and wife. And the benefit is that if something happens to one of them and they pass away, the other spouse can continue to remain in the home under the same rights that they both had as borrowers. So that's really important. And that's actually something that has changed over the years. And that really benefits borrowers and gives them some added protection.
Okay.
But there is no additional fee to use both the husband and wife.
So let's fast forward this, Jack, and all of a sudden they're in their house and they're still in it, and the husband dies and the wife is still in the house. Is there a time where, and this is your, I'm sure you get this question like we all, can they kick me out, you know, the mom, can they, you know, get rid of her because she has taken more money than actually, and now, flip side, the housing market has dropped. What are the, you know, problems and concerns that I and you and I would be able to address if that would happen?
Okay. So as long as the borrower, the remaining spouse, would continue to pay the taxes and the insurance, they can continue to live in the home. And believe it or not, the end date is age 150. And nobody has made it near age 150 yet, but that's what's been established for mortgages. So as long as the remaining spouse pays the taxes and the insurance, they can continue to live in the home. The other side of the question, you know, what happens if the home value drops? So one of the things that makes a reverse mortgage unique is that it is a non-recourse loan, which means that the lender only can access the property regardless of any other assets that the individual has. So by the time the person leaves the home, if the home value is $200,000, but the mortgage balance is $225,000, with a negative variance of $25,000, neither the borrower nor their heirs have any responsibility for that. And again, that's what makes a reverse mortgage unique, is that the liability is limited to only the real estate, no other assets that the borrower might have.
Jack, good stuff.
That's a home run move, I would think.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, and we'll have you back again soon.
Yes, Jack. That's important, Jack, and I'm glad you were able to clear that up because, again, I'm sure people that are listening – and I'm not saying it's the only alternative or it's the last alternative, but it's in, like you mentioned earlier, it's a perfect fit when we have this drawback in portfolios and people are saying, okay, I need more money and I don't want to pull from a declining market or a declining portfolio. This might be a great alternative to be able to offset those, you know, the years that maybe I'll have to wait for my portfolio to recover. And who knows how long, but still, if you're able to do such, it just seems like it's a no-brainer. But again, you have to go through the processes and make sure you're fully able to understand how this stuff works. And I appreciate you being on today and sharing that information with us today for my viewers.
Jack, give your phone number out, please, before you leave.
Okay. So my phone number is 215- 275-8996. And Joe and John, any of your listeners, you know, can call me at any time. You can call me, you can text me on that number. And again, it's 215-275-8996.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jack, and have a good, a great Thanksgiving, you and your family. I appreciate it very much being on today.
It's The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG. Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. Joe Yakovich is here. We have some final thoughts on today's Heart of Your Money after these words.
Here on the Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC are not affiliated companies.
Are you wondering how to begin the process of getting your financial house in order? You can start with one simple step. Get your free copies of Joe Yakovich's series of books. Book one is The Heart of Your Money. Book two is titled Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. And book three is called Wealth Beyond Taxes. You can have one, two, or all of the above by simply calling the radio show right now at 609-407-1450. During the week, you can contact Joe Yakovich's office at 856-751-1771. Either way, if you'd like to get the process started and get your financial house in order, getting Joe Yakovich's books is the right way to start. You can also find out more by checking out Joe's website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. That's jmlfinancialgroup.com. With more than 37 years as a financial expert, Joe can help you and your family achieve your financial goals. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, jmlfinancialgroup.com.
And it is the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is available during the week, 856-751-1771. I say during the week, but you can call him today because,
I'm around.
He would welcome the fact that you call him with a question so that he could stop putting the Christmas lights out. He can come inside.
Exactly.
You see that? Yeah. You see how I spun that for you?
Very nice spin. That was a nice spin.
856.
You were an old dancer at one time.
751-1771 is the number. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. jmlfinancialgroup.com is the website. Check it out. A lot of good stuff on that.
Yeah.
A couple of minutes left. 609-407-1450 here in the studio. That's the number. You want to talk about a very pleasant subject before the holidays.
Right.
And that is divorce.
Not that I started this, but I wanted to address just one thing. And divorce is so difficult. And I've, in a more and more, being in a business, John, I run into divorce situations all the time. And then remarried, second marriages. So it's kind of, I'm playing divorce court, conversations with them, and I'm playing also the getting back together, and they remarried with children from both sides. But, that again, what I said earlier, it's not the normal situation when you're dealing with planning for people, because now you have to either undo and get a real emotional stretch from both of them, because now they're taking their money and his money and her money and are commingling it, and what the best way to do this, standard deductions and all these things take in consideration when you're having a divorce. But one thing I want people to be aware of, there are issues when you're dealing with Social Security in divorce. And I was just going to, before we signed off, I just wanted to give them some ideas that,
how does it work? In other words, the divorced couple, what does she get? What does he get? How does it work?
Well, with assets, it's pretty easy to divide assets up in real estate and what have you, and pension plans and 401ks and so forth. It's kind of, that's kind of an easy way to do it. But when it comes to divorces, the marriage, in this case for Social Security, the marriage has to be at least 10 years. The ex-spouse, whoever the worker is, have not applied for retirement benefits, and the couple has been divorced for at least 2 years. The person claiming the spousal benefit is not married at the same time of the application. And obviously, the person has to be at least 62 or older. So the security, or should I say the Social Security benefit for claiming for spouse is less than the benefit based on the ex-spouse's earnings potential. So there is a lot of to do, and a lot of times coming to me or someone like me, you'll be able to get an idea because the Social Security Department's not going to give you all this information. And the last piece of the puzzle is the ex-spouse is age eligible. So the ex-spouse does not need to be collecting benefits in order to be the former spouse to be eligible for Social Security or spousal benefits. So there's a lot of things that are intertwined with Social Security upon divorce. And that's another conversation we bring up when we sit down with people and ask them, do you have a plan? And they look at you and go, what's a plan? So that's, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, you need to have a plan of action. And this is one of the pieces of the puzzle that you need to address, basically, you know.
Okay, you want to have your usual
My
sign
usual
off.
Sign up. Well, listen, folks, you know, thanks for listening to us every Saturday at 8 to 9. I know it's difficult, some of us, to get up in the morning, but we want to be able to make sure we have a relationship with everybody we speak with. We love to have conversations with you. We love for you to sign up on our website, as John mentioned, multi times, to be able to sit down or at least do a Zoom call with me for 15 or 30 minutes and get a second opinion. You have to say to yourselves, do you trust your current advisor without getting a second opinion? We are your second opinion, and we're here to help you. And that's what we do, and we've been doing it for 37 years. And, you know, my
37
wife,
more.
37 more, and my wife, my son, we have a team of people that help us put all this together. So let our family help your family.
That's going to wrap up another edition of The Heart of Your Money. Don't forget, we're here every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. We'll see you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Joe Yakovich is a registered representative with Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Brokers Financial or Joe Yakovich. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. JML Financial Group does not offer legal or tax advice. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Fixed annuities are long-term insurance contracts, and there is a surrender charge imposed generally during the first 5 to 7 years that you own the annuity contract. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may result in a 10% IRS tax penalty, in addition to any ordinary income tax. Any guarantees of the annuity are backed by the financial strength of the underlying insurance company. Indexed annuities are insurance contracts that, depending on the contract, may offer a guaranteed annual interest rate and some participation growth, if any, of a stock market index. Such contracts have substantial variation in terms, costs of guarantees, and features that may cap participation or returns in significant ways. Any guarantees offered are backed by the financial strength of the insurance company. Surrender charges apply if not held to the end of the term. Withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income and, if taken prior to 59 and a half, a 10% federal tax penalty. Investors are cautioned to carefully review an indexed annuity for its features, costs, risks, and how the variables are calculated. Please consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing in variable annuities. The prospectus, which contains this and other information about the variable annuity contract and the underlying investment options, can be obtained from the insurance company or your financial professional. Be sure to read the prospectus carefully before deciding whether to invest. The investment return and principal value of the variable annuity investment options are not guaranteed. Variable annuity subaccounts fluctuate with changes in market conditions. The principal may be worth more or less than the original amount invested when the annuity is surrendered.